The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has this afternoon condemned an attack on the family member of a Victorian crossbench MP who just this week offered his support for the state government's controversial pandemic laws. Andy Medic's daughter was assaulted last night in Melbourne in an act the MP believes could have been political. The news came just hours after the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews accused Mr Morrison of chasing the votes of extremists over the way he responded publicly to threatening protests in Melbourne. From Canberra, here's political reporter James Glenday.
Look, let's be clear. We've had to do lockdowns. We had to, as the Prime Minister says, be in people's lives because there was no vaccine. And who forgot to order the vaccine?
On the Nine Network this morning, the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews was in a fiery mood, and his target once again was Scott Morrison and his recent comments about pandemic politics.
This is a one in 100 year event, but I'm committed to doing what has to be done and not about chasing through doublespeak the votes of extremists or their preferences. I will not do that. If others choose to do that, well, then that's on them.
That's a fair slide at the PM, chasing those votes.
Well, I'm here to be as frank and as clear as I possibly can be, as I'd hope you'd credit me every time I come on your show, Carl.
He was referring there to the PM's response to protests in Melbourne at the weekend, where some demonstrators chanted threatening slogans and carried gallows, angry about proposed Victorian pandemic laws. Mr Morrison condemned the protests, though then added that he understood people were frustrated and that it was time for governments to get out of the lives of Australians.
I couldn't have been clearer about denunciating the violence and the threats.
But some in Labor claimed the condemnation was deliberately unclear and accused him of sending mixed messages in an attempt to chase the votes of the protesters who had acted in a menacing way. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says he's still astounded by the response.
The Prime Minister seems incapable of putting forward a clear and unequivocal condemnation of those threats without then seeking to qualify that condemnation.
Then this afternoon, the debate was taken up a notch when Victorian crossbench MP Andy Medic put out a statement on social media saying his daughter had been attacked overnight and that he had reason to believe the violence could have been linked to his role as an MP and positions on pandemic-related legislation. The ABC has not been able to confirm this is the case. In a statement, Victoria Police said they've been told Mr Medic's daughter was spray-painting over a poster when approached by a man. The pair had an argument before she threw the can in his direction. The man then apparently followed her and threw the spray can at her head, causing minor injuries.
Well, my first thoughts were for Andy Medic and his family, and in particular his daughter. How frightening an experience this must have been for all of them.
Morrison Government Minister Jane Hume condemned the incident and the menacing images the protesters used at the weekend, but unsurprisingly defended the PM.
I thought the Prime Minister's comments were perfectly reasonable. You can condemn violence and threats. You can revile abhorrent symbolism, but the Prime Minister has also been consistent in his messaging when he says that it's time for state leaders to take a step back.
A number of Liberals claim Daniel Andrews is trying to focus on the PM to distract from his own failings in handling the pandemic. And this afternoon he again took a less than subtle swipe at Scott Morrison, saying doublespeak was never okay. Several federal Labor MPs declined the opportunity to speak to this program, saying Mr Andrews' blunt comments spoke for themselves, and referring back to these remarks from federal frontbencher Ed Husic, who spoke out yesterday.
I'm frankly stunned that it took Scott Morrison days for this to happen, and I'm even more alarmed by the attempt to establish some sort of moral equivalency, like what we saw with Donald Trump post-Charlottesville, and it is not the right signal to send.
But some moderate Liberal backbenchers say that's not what's happened. Dave Sharma, who represents the wealthy eastern suburbs of Sydney, would like all politicians to tread carefully at the moment.
I don't agree with the characterisation that the Victorian Premier has put on this. And I think, you know, unfortunately, we've seen a lot of this through this pandemic of, you know, different, you know, particularly state governments blaming federal government for whatever's going on in their own jurisdiction. And I think, you know, all political leaders need to take responsibility. I was not happy, and I condemned and publicly as well some of the tactics and the slogans and the chants that had been used in those protests. I think they were inappropriate, beyond the pale, offensive and potentially insightful. But that said, you know, I accept the right of people to engage in legitimate and peaceful protests in response to a bill that you know, many people in Victoria are alarmed about. And I don't think, you know, Daniel Andrews can't go blaming the federal government for the reaction of his own public to a piece of legislation that he's proposing.
Liberal MP Dave Sharma speaking with reporter James Glenday.